Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your host with the most, XP. And I'm just back. I'm back for the night. You know, I got a lot on my mind. A lot has happened. I believe it was last week. But, you know, about the passing of, you know, John Witherspoon, you know, rest in peace. I was pretty sad about it. It really hit me hard because, you know, I'm out here trying to do stand-up in New York City. And all of a sudden, you know, I want to meet this guy. It was my goal to meet him, because meet Pops, you know what I'm saying? Growing up watching the Wayans and seeing him beat Sean and Marlon every time, it was stupid. It made me laugh. You know, he always made every one of us laugh. And then on Friday, oh my God, my favorite line on Friday. Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, eating up the goddamn food. Yo, man, that shit right there is funny, man. Especially that cereal shit. You remember that? Like, yo, he's like, yo, why you trying to throw cereal away? Like, hey, I don't, nigga, you better put some water on that shit. Facts, you know what I'm saying? Because black people, we say that shit. Put some water on that motherfucking cereal. You ain't got no milk. You better not waste that fucking cereal we bought. You feel me? But, yo, it's just crazy, you know? I just got a lot on my mind. It's just, every year we losing a star, and it's just killing me. And it opens my eyes even more. It makes me want to go out and pursue comedy, like, real full time. You know what I'm saying? It's just, man, I miss this guy, yo. I got a little sad, yo. Almost cried, yo. It's just crazy. It's crazy, you know? And, you know, hope his sons, you know, getting through it. And I hope his wife, you know, he seemed like a really cool dad, you know what I'm saying? And I wish I could have a dad like him, you get what I'm saying? Some people, you know, grew up without parents and stuff, you know. I don't mind talking about it, you know. Me and my dad, we very strange and shit like that, you know. He's off, you know, fucking hoes or whatever, you know what I mean? Out there being a rolling stone, you feel me? But, you know, let's not make this segment sad, you feel me? This is all about Mr. John Witherspoon, RIP, man. I know I'm late, but, you know, I was going to do it as soon as I heard the news, but, you know, I've been busy working, you know, I've been dwelling on it, you know, and I just want to talk about him, you know. He's a real OG, man. We work with Paul Mooney and Richard Pryor. That's one of them OGs, man. Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's my nigga, man. That's our nigga. That's our pops. That's everybody pops, man. He's the realest out there in these streets, yo. I know I'm getting old, man. I just hope, fuck, man, before I get 50 or 60, if I make it, I hope I'll be able to see Martin Lawrence. That's one of my favorite comedians, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga, you can tell that nigga's getting big and shit. For real. Look, that nigga look like he ate the real Martin Lawrence, you feel what I'm saying? Shit, man. If Martin Lawrence died, I'm through with life, yo. Goddamn. Shit. Because that's one of them niggas I want to meet, you know? But yeah, folks, man. We just got to, you know, just listen out for this podcast, you know? Just thinking about your boy. You know, pay homage to one of the greats of comedy, man. To me, he was everybody's dad, you know? He was everybody's pops. And if I saw him in person, I would say, Pops, what's good, you know? I'm even happy that he was on the Boondocks. Boondocks was funny. He did a great job on the Boondocks. I hope his son takes over, because I hear they're going to do a new season of the Boondocks. Don't take it from me. That's what I heard. And his son can do a great impression. JD Witherspoon, I heard he can do a great impression of his father. So, let's just hold it, man. We get another Boondocks, man, dedicated to, you know, John Witherspoon. And, yo, I have one of these crazy ideas, folks. Check this out. I don't know if this would be great. If Ice Cube make Last Friday, it should be the concept of the whole movie should be like the passing of his dad, and everybody's getting back together in the movie. the funeral, crazy shit coming, happening at the funeral. Smokey, Day-Day, you know, Uncle Elroy, everybody, you know, just crazy, crazy Friday shit, you know what I'm saying? They're having a funeral on Friday, so it'll be like last Friday, dedicated, you know, to him, you know? I think that would have been a good plot. Hey, you guys hit me up if you know what I'm saying. If you think that's a good idea, you feel me? I wish I could hit up Ice Cube or something. Like, I think he would be on board with that. But yo, it's your host with the most, man. I'm out. So I hope all y'all have a good day, good night, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this at. Good night. I'm out.